Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
And welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama, home of the Brewmaker, Zach Grams. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks. And Lady Indians just got the win against this Rams squad after battling back, being down 8 at halftime, coming back, getting a nice win. We're the Lady Indians, hoping to see the boys follow suit and get a win of their own here tonight.
Indeed, and, you know, after a dominant performance against those Lady Rams, I hope that, you know, we can see this boys' team thrive like they did against EC Elmore County last night.
Yeah, they absolutely did thrive. A really good performance on both ends of the floor, holding the Elmore County Panthers to just 52 points and scoring 72 of their own. Really good win for that Indians team. But as we kind of get ready to get things underway, Deacon, what are your RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty keys to the game in this one?
Well, my keys to the game are pushing it down low to Caleb Bauer, get him the ball. He had, I believe, 20. He had a double-double last night, and I believe double-digit rebounds, double-digit points. I believe he had 20-plus points, in fact. So it's been proven to be effective if, you know, Caleb Ballard's the one that gets the ball in the paint, the one that's the primary suspect for getting all those buckets for the Indians.
Yeah, and Caleb Ballard with a performance of the season so far last night did a really good job, finished with 29 points, 17 rebounds, and also put a man on a poster, which I think is one we're all remembered for a long time, really. Great showing there from Caleb Ballard, but you had a couple of other Indians who's played really well in that one. Chris Robinson finished the game with, I believe, 11 assists, and Jordan Hill had about 10 of his own as well. Jordan Hill finished with 11 points and 11 assists, getting a double-double with just the points and assists. You don't see that too often at the high school level.
Yeah, I agree, and Jordan Hill has been proven to be a great ball handler and a very bright future for this Wetumpka Indians basketball team, along with Miller Lombardi, who was electric on defense last night, played great defense, and has been proven to be a great key asset to the starting lineup, as well as, you know, Andrew Boyles, you know, the man of the game. You know, he has been a dominant player this whole season. He's been lethal beyond the three-point line, and whenever the team focuses him, they don't take into account the other weapons that Wetumpka has, such as in the paint, you know, Caleb Ballard, Tom Sutton, those big men that can go to work on any type of men you got down there.
They absolutely can. And as we get closer to tip-off, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. And time to get this show on the road. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
It's the 2025 model year.
year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier. Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
And welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We're here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. I'm Mitch Petrick, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks. We're ready to get things underway just about. Buzzer is about to sound. But before we get into tip-off, we will tell you the starting lineups here for your Wetumpka Indians. Jeremiah Smiley, wearing number one tonight, will get the start, as well as Chris Robinson, playing at the forward position tonight. Starting at the five spot, Caleb Ballard will be your center, wearing also jersey number five. Andrew Voiles, the sharp shooting senior, will bring it home at the other guard position and playing down low in the post. Your power forward, John Hudson Wingard. Those starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Indians come out. They are wearing their black uniforms, same uniforms they wore last night, black jerseys with gold lettering, gold numbers, and white trim along the sides of those numbers. Brubaker Tech Rams tip the ball off, and it goes into the hands of Andrew Voiles. Voiles lays it up. Can't get it to go that time. Caleb Ballard tried for the second chance points, but couldn't get it to go. And working the other way now for the Rams is number 15, Chase Gordon. But Voiles would get the steal and try to do it all himself. Finds Caleb Ballard down low. And nice and easy bucket there early for Caleb Ballard. And the Indians lead it 2-0. As I was mentioning earlier, these Rams wearing white uniforms with baby blue lettering, baby blue jersey numbers, and baby blue logos. Great color, if I do say so myself. As a three comes out of the hands of Josiah Green. Won't get it to go down that time. And rebound was in the hands of John Hudson Wingard, but it was stripped out on the play by the Brubaker Tech Rams, and Chase Gordon was the man who did it, but he'll slide out of bounds, and Indians will stick with this one.
And so far, some very efficient defense from the Indians right here, and also passing the ball around very well. Found Caleb Ballard in the paint for two nice points.
Yeah, great job there for the Indians, and finds Jeremiah Smiley out on the wing. Smiley back to Robinson right in front of that half-court logo. Robinson working with the rock now. He is guarded by Dwellin Jackson. And step over three. Good move there from Chris Robinson to find the open space. Shot won't go down for him that time. And Braylon Thompson will get the rebound for the Rams. And a three now comes out of the hands of the Rams. It was Dwellin Jackson again. Couldn't get it to go that time. And Robinson will pass it into the hands of Voiles. Voiles finds Smiley down low in the corner. Triple off the mark. Rebound goes to Ballard. And no good that time. And John Hudson Wingard had a chance for more second chance points. Ball
ball was stripped out, and the turnover there, and they'll find Chris Robinson is sitting in the low post to lay it up and in. Indians lead it 4-0.
Yeah, and I don't blame you for saying Ballard, because Ballard usually does sit in that low post. So, yeah, but great find to find Chris Robinson down there. Not usually his spot, but can capitalize well in any position on this court.
He absolutely can, as Robinson was driving down low, and he finds it into the hands of Caleb Ballard, who gives it back to Robinson. Cross-court pass over to Smiley, and they pass it to Huddy down low. Back over to Smiley. A 22-foot mid-range jumper won't go down that time. Wingard had a little trouble with the rebound. Caleb Ballard able to secure that one. Indians lead at 6 now.
Yeah, and Caleb Ballard already with 4 in the paint points, playing very efficient and very well, using his height to his advantage.
Yeah, you definitely saw that last night. Put a man on the poster as a floater comes out of the hands of Cam Hohner, and it'll go down the hatch that time. And Brubaker Tech finally on the board with their first points in this one. 6-2, the Indians lead it. 5 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in quarter number one. Robinson trying to do it all himself. Good spin move there, and they'll get him for the travel on the floor.
Took one too many spins right there. Faced one too many defenders. Just an unlucky break for the Indians.
Unlucky break it was, and a turnover on the Indians, their first one of the night. Working the other way now for the Rams was Braylon Thompson, but he'll give it off to Cam Hohner. Hohner trying to drive down low, and he lays it up and in. And he'll get Andrew Boyles, I believe, for the foul there, and one opportunity coming at the line for the Rams.
Yeah, and a great defensive try right there by Andrew Boyles and the Indians, trying to, force a bad shot. But that kid laid it up and in very well. Numbers 00, Cam Hohner. Very great shot by that kid.
Very nice shot indeed from Hohner. Good job to finish through contact, and a chance for him to get this and one opportunity at the line. And he converts it successfully. Indians lead at just one now. As Boyles will inbound it over to Robinson, and they'll give it back to Boyles. And taking things a little bit slowly, but they'll kick it down over to Caleb Ballard. Rams are coming out in a little bit of that full court press, and Indians trying to decide what to do with it. Boyles with the rock now. He's on the wing, dribbles over into the middle. Good find down low for Caleb Ballard. Lays it up and in. Ballard's already got 6 in this one.
Yeah, and a great find it was. That little screen to the dump off was amazing right there. Great design by Coach Thomas.
And a 3 coming out of the hands of the Rams off the mark. Again, good offensive rebound there for the Rams. And they'll move the ball around. Hohner for 3 this time off the mark, just a little bit short. And crashing down for the rebound did Dwellen Jackson. But they'll get him for the travel on the rebound. And turnover on the Rams.
And Jackson's going to be wishing he had a bit too short of a shoe size right there, while his toe stepped out of bounds, forcing for a turnover for the Rams.
Rams still in this full court press. Robinson with the ball now. And he'll pass it to Caleb Ballard, standing at the free throw line. Ballard trying to drive down low. He's in his body, but a good defensive play there from Chase Gordon of the Brubaker Tech Rams. Stripped that ball out of Ballard's hands. And Hohner for the 3 again. Same spot. And again, same miss there. Just a little bit short and off that front left side.
Yeah, and great defense right here by the Indians. They haven't been letting anything easy go, playing kind of the same defense that Brubaker Tech has, but playing it very more efficiently, playing it very more tight.
Robinson with the ball now, and he's working down low, finds Caleb Ballard, and Ballard went up for it. Couldn't get it to go that time. Offensive rebound goes to Wingard, and another rebound for Smiley. Smiley got the shot off, but I think they'll get a foul on. I'm not sure who that foul was on, but it was on one of the members of the Brubaker Tech Rams, and they'll send Jeremiah Smiley to the free throw line.
And great job by the Indians, already getting started off with some free throws right here, trying to look for some easy points.
And Smiley shooting his first free throw, nothing but net that time, drains it right down the hatch for Jeremiah Smiley, and the Indians lead it 9-5.
And those are something you work on every day at practice. You know, coach tells you they're free for a reason. So capitalizing off of those free throws is a big must for the Indians.
And missing the second one was Smiley. Wingard got a hand on it, but not able to wrangle it in. And it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Rams ball coming back the other way here in just a second once they get this inbound going. Get a sub now for the Indians as Miller Lombardi come onto the floor. And John Hudson Wingard take a quick seat on the bench. Cam Honer with the rock now for the Rams, and he'll pull another three. This time, little trigger happy is Honer yet to make a three now, but he shot three of them. And offensive rebound for the Rams, but second chance points no good coming out of the hands of Chase Gordon. Indians trying to speed this one up a little bit. Robinson with the ball now, and man, he was trying to go. I think that ball got poked out, flew way up in the air from about 5 feet away, hit the top of the backboard, came down, and Rams now on this end of the floor, trying to find some space. A jumper from about 22 feet, nothing but net that time. Good shot there from Dwellen Jackson, taking what the defense is giving him.
Yeah, and great little mid-range look from him. They're playing sort of a man defense, so those looks are bound to happen, unfortunately.
Smiley kind of gets caught on the double team, but it'll leave the man open, Andrew Boyles, and that's what happens when you leave Andrew Boyles open. A three from about 2 feet beyond the arc, nice shot there from Boyles. First points of the night for him.
Yeah, I forgot who that was, guarding Andrew Boyles, but he's going to regret double teaming Jeremiah Smiley right there, leaving Boyles wide open.
Yeah, Rams will find out pretty quickly what happens if you let Andrew Boyles take shots like that as they lay it up and in. Indians lead it 12-9, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in quarter number one. And they'll find Lombardi in the corner for three. Not good that time. Offensive rebound goes into the hands of Smiley. Smiley working down low, and he'll get fouled on the play. That time it'll be on Braylon Thompson of the Brubaker Tech Rams, and Smiley back at the free throw line here.
And yet again, another great job by Smiley just forcing that foul out of Brutech and getting his shots at, you know, two easier points than a very hard and contested layup.
That was a very contested layup indeed, as the first free throw falls down the hatch for Jeremiah Smiley. Indians with a 4-point lead now. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in this half. This quarter. Not moving that fast, folks. Smiley shooting the second free throw now and rattles around for a second, but decides to be friendly the way of the Indians. It falls through. Indians lead by five now.
Yeah, and a very lucky bounce right there, but still got it to go. So 3 points off of free throws right now for the Indians. Doing very good from the free throw line, 3 for 4.
And LT Davis checks into the game for Jeremiah Smiley. Robinson behind the back pass over to Andrew Boyles. Man, that was a nice one. Boyles gets the double team. It'll leave a man open. And Caleb Ballard working in the low post has that ball poked out by a Brubaker Tech Ram. And they'll get Chris Robinson for his first foul of the contest. And Rams will come the other way.
Yeah, and a very unlucky foul right there for Chris Robinson. I know he probably thought the offensive player, number 00, Cam Honer, was going to continue dribbling down the court, but just a bit unlucky on that look.
Bit unlucky indeed, but Rams working the other way with it, and that shot a little bit off the mark came out of the hands of Gordon, and it was way too strong, sailed over the iron, didn't touch anything. They find Miller Lombardi on the corner, fakes the three, and passes down low to Ballard, can't come up with it, but it trickles into the hands of Boyles. Boyles falling to the floor as he passed it to LG Davis, and they'll get a foul call on Josiah Green of the Brubaker Tech Rams.
Yeah, and that looked to be a hard foul because he knocked Andrew Boyles to the floor, and that's not such an easy thing to do against a grown man like Andrew Boyles, standing at 6'1", 185 of pure muscle.
Now Boyles gets the inbound, and he's working with it, trying to find an outlet, and he does. Down low to Caleb Ballard in that low post. A little bit too strong off the glass and not able to come up with it. But Rams get that rebound, but they'll dribble it out of bounds. It'll stay on this end of the floor. Turnover on the Rams. Actually, it won't go out of bounds. Not a great vantage point over here. I think they're going to get Caleb Ballard for his first foul of this contest.
Yeah, it must have been a poor look for us over here, because that did look like it was just going out of bounds on Bruto.
Miller Lombardi with a nice steal, trying to go coast to coast with it. Doesn't get the friendly vote that time, but Caleb Ballard again laying it up and in. Ballard's already got 8 in this one.
Yeah, doing very nice off the glass.
And LT Davis was hustling for that ball. It was kind of trickling around. Not exactly sure who that ball went out off the hand of the Indian. That was hard. English is hard, friends. Getting ready to inbound this one are the Brubaker Tech Rams. And it'll be David Kaptimer getting ready to inbound this one. Still waiting to get the ball from the official. He finally does so. He'll have 5 seconds to inbound it. And he will do so successfully into the hands of Landon McGuire. Into the hands of Cam Honer now, guarded by LT Davis. Davis playing some tight defense, but he'll take a hard screen pass. And that layup nowhere close to the rack. I think he just kind of shucked it straight up in the air. Maybe trying to draw the foul there. LT Davis in the game, as well as Jordan Hill. Half court heat check for Voiles. Nothing but net that time. Wow, what a shot from Andrew Voiles. Indians with a 10-point lead.
Yeah, and that was an amazing shot. Just pulled up near the half-court line, near the half-court logo as well, and drained that thing with ease.
And bodies on the floor now for the Rams and Indians. 20 seconds left to play in this one. And Rams can't get either of their shots to go, both from just a few feet outside the basket, but a little 7-8 foot floater there from the hands of Donovan Patton. No problem that time for the Rams. Indians at 19-11. 2 seconds left on the clock. Caleb Ballard, spin move on the low post. And it won't go down. Indians with an 8-point lead at the close of quarter number one. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be some second quarter action coming your way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Back now here in Montgomery. Time for some second quarter action, and Rams will get this one to start quarter number two. Indians currently with a 19-11 lead, 8 points. And working down low is Miles Bryant for the Rams. He'll hit and pass it into the hands of McGuire. Steps inside the three-point line, but it was a very deep two and a good shot there from McGuire. And Indians with a 6-point lead now.
Yeah, it was a very deep two right there. Very unlucky break because LT Davis looked like he was going to get a hand on that ball, but sadly didn't.
Ball in the hands of Jordan Hill now. Boyles thought about pulling that one again from right in front of half court. LT Davis was driving low. Good passing here from the Indians. And I think they'll get Boyles for the foul there. Not exactly sure what it was. We're still waiting on a call. I'm trying to get it from the officials now. Not sure what it is, but whatever it was, it went on the Indians, and Rams getting ready to inbound this one, and they do so. They'll pass it back over to Dwellin Jackson. He's guarded by Jordan Hill. And rocks right into the arm of Miller Lombardi. Almost poked that one out for a second. Three off the mark from Cab Timer. And Lombardi with the rebound. Boyles now coming the other way. Man, he is flying. Tries to do it all himself. Can't get it to go. Not sure whether that was a block or a charge. Still waiting on a call from the officials.
And it looks like it is going to be a blocking foul. And he'll be shooting two free throws from the free throw line.
He will indeed. Andrew Boyles wearing the number 22. And another two shots coming up at the line for him. LT Davis had a really good opportunity there. Kind of came flying in with a chance to get those second chance points off the Boyles miss. But doesn't matter anyway, as they'll get the foul. And the first free throw drops through the hash for Boyles. LT Davis will come out of the game. And Chris Robinson will check back in to this one. And Caleb Ballard gets the offensive rebound, but they'll get him for an over-the-back foul. Unfortunate there as an offensive rebound on the free throw. Would have been nice to have there a chance to get more than just 2 points on that one. But they'll get Ballard for the foul there.
Yeah, it looked like Ballard didn't even really go over the back. It looked like the Brutech defender actually made a very good play and made it look like he was going over his back, but simply was just backing into Caleb Ballard.
And trying to find a man down low were the Rams, and with the ball now is Landon McGuire. McGuire guarded by Boyles, and that ball was intended for Miles Bryant, but it flew right between his arms and out of bounds, and Indians will inbound this one from right in front of their own bench.
Yeah, and great defensive stand right there for the Indians. Still guarding the paint very tightly, not letting anything easy at all.
Not at all. Indians playing some really good defense here, really making the Rams work to get an open look on every time, on every possession that they have. Robinson drives low, dribble drives, kicks out to Jordan Hill. Hill with a floater from the free throw line. No good that time, but really good job there from Jordan Hill to draw the foul. A lot of contact here tonight in these games, and Indians doing a really good job of drawing it so far in this one.
Indeed, and I believe double-digit free throw stats for the Indians right now. 10 free throws will be coming up after Jordan shoots his. So hopefully Jordan can capitalize after missing that first one, capitalize and make the second one.
Yeah, getting ready for the second one now is Jordan Hill. That one takes a high bounce off the back of the iron, but it falls through. Friendly roll here for the Indians, and they lead it by 8. And that ball gets poked out of bounds by Miller Lombardi, but last touch by David Kabtimer of the Brubaker Tech Rams, and a turnover on the Rams.
And a great defense by Miller right there, making great awareness as well, knowing that the Brutech defender might touch that and have it go out on him instead of Miller.
Yeah, trying to save it was Kabtimer, not able to, though, and results in the turnover on the Rams. And Jordan Hill has a little bit of a trouble with the pass there. Came from the hands of Chris Robinson. And Robinson went up high, trying to block that shot. Wouldn't get it to go, but came crashing in. Did dwell, and Jackson lays it up and in. Thought he was going to dunk it there for a second. And Ballard went up for that one. Good pass from Andrew Voiles down low. Found Ballard sitting in that low post. And Ballard draws the foul there. Won't get the shot off.
Yeah, it looks like Ballard may have had a chance at another electric dunk if it wasn't for that foul, like he did against Elmore County last night. And he misses the first free throw on that one, does Ballard. So hopefully he makes the second one, get some redemption points for that first free throw.
Had a really strong performance at the free throw line. Did Caleb Ballard last night, had about, I think, 11-4-12 at the free throw line. And good job from Chris Robinson to get the offensive board. And Andrew Boyle's deep three, no good that time. Offensive rebound from Caleb Ballard and drops in through the hatch. And the Indians lead it by 8.
And, I mean, who would have guessed it? Caleb Ballard yet again off the glass. I'm looking for another possible double-double tonight.
And, man, I've never seen a ball spin around the rim that many times. It took 2 full revolutions around the rim and decides to fall out. And Indians will take that one every time. And they'll get Miller Lombardi for a travel as the Indians were trying to hustle down the other way. Say he stepped right along that baseline. And as he did so, kind of dragged that foot, they'll say. Not sure I agree with that call, but referee was right in front of it. Had a better view than I did.
Yeah, and as the Indians got a lucky break off that layup, a sad and unfortunate turn of events off that turnover, sad turnover by Miller Lombardi. Looked like it wasn't a travel. It looked like he had his dribble planted before moving his pivot, but ref saw it otherwise.
Kabtimer over to Gordon now and into the hands of Aguilando, and Homer with the 3. Not going to go down that time. Offensive rebound from the Rams, and again, bouncing around on that side of the rim, but not deciding to fall through that one out of the hands of Kabtimer. Robinson working the other way now, finds Smiley in the corner, and they'll get him for another travel. Man, I just got no clue what that travel was on.
Yeah, and they've been calling travels like crazy. They call travels like this on the girls' game as well. These refs are really light on their whistles today about people moving without dribbling the ball first.
Yeah, maybe talked about Dwellin Jackson being trigger happy on the 3 ball, but man, these refs are trigger happy on the whistle. And working the other way is Aguadondo. That one's going to be a nightmare for me. And he went up for it. Did David Kabtimer really showed off that vertical there, and they'll get Caleb Ballard for the foul there.
Yeah, and Caleb Ballard just looking for that nice highlight block, but sadly had his other hand down low. Didn't have both of them up like you're supposed to, but nice try, nice attempt by Caleb Ballard. And makes up for it right there, he does, off that offensive rebound by the Rams after that missed free throw.
Yeah, and one opportunity no good for the Rams, but they'll get ready to inbound this one as that block from Ballard sent it straight out of bounds. Homer working on. Smiley now. Deacon wanted to travel over here, gave the quick sign. Thought it might have been a travel as well.
Yeah, it looked like he was spinning. He spun before he even put the ball on the ground right in front of the ref, but who knows.
And ball don't lie there as Cam Honer couldn't get it in the hatch that time. Indians with a six-point lead, and they'll get Andrew Voiles for a double dribble. Man, the refs calling it everything they see here tonight. They are trigger happy on that whistle. A lot of fouls in this one so far. So it was that way in the girls' contest as well. Any small bit of contact, you're going to get that whistle.
Yeah, I agree. They have been very light on this whistle. Already three fouls for Brubaker Tech, as well as two for the Indians. But other than that, they have just been mainly calling, violations such as the travel, the double dribble from Andrew Boyles. But they have been eyeing out everything.
4 minutes, 10 seconds left to go here in half number one. And at that time off the mark, came out of the hands of Honer. It was a driving layup and a 12-foot jump shot there from Honer. No good. Honer gets a pass off the offensive rebound and sitting on the rack and can't drop through. Man, there's just like a force field around that net. I've seen it quite a few times. It's gone on the rim, and they'll find John Hudson Wingard down low. Good find there from Chris Robinson. He'll pick up an assist on that one. Indians lead back to 8.
And they call a backcourt violation on Brubaker Tech right there. And lucky break for the Indians, because that man was driving to the paint with full intent to dunk that thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. I think it was Dwellin Jackson. They got on the call there, number 3 for the Rams. And getting ready to inbound this one now is Andrew Voiles, looking for somewhere to go with it. And he'll get it into the backcourt over to Smiley. Smiley lets it run for a little bit, but Smiley trying to find some room, and I think he'll get a foul call on that one, and he'll tumble to the ground there. Indians not quite in the bonus yet, so they'll get ready to inbound it. That foul goes on Josiah Green. That's his second foul of the night.
Yeah, and it's been a very foul-filled game for both teams in this one.
3 from Boyles off the mark that time. Smiley can't come up with the rebound. And Rams trying to do something on the quick break, and they do. Honer lays it up and in off the five from David Kaptimer. Good ball movement there and hustling down the court to earn their 2 points. Robinson working on the other end of the floor now. And that ball was stripped out by Brubaker Tech, but they'll say Robinson was the last to touch it. And turnover on the Indians with a 6-point lead, 25-19, Indians on top.
Yeah, not exactly the best angle for us over here at the scores table, but on the other side of the court, the ref must have seen it differently, must have hit off Chris's leg or something from an angle that we couldn't see.
And with the ball now is Kaptimer. He's looking for somewhere to go with it. Guarded by Robinson. Robinson playing some really tight defense. Pokes that ball out, and it goes off the foot of Kaptimer, but referees disagree. They'll say it's staying this way. Last touch by Robinson.
Yeah, now that one we could see, and it really looks like it went off a Kaptimer, but I suppose they differ with us and may have hit Chris's shoe, but hopefully the Indians can get it back on this possession.
And Miller Lombardi almost pokes that one out, but he does force Josiah Green into the air and a travel there. So turnover on the Rams. Ball coming the other way here with the Indians in just a second. Robinson inbounds this one over to Voiles. Voiles getting some tight defense from Josiah Green, making sure to keep those arms up in the air. Does not want to get a foul call on him. And good find there on the backwards pass to Robinson. But Robinson has that shot blocked. Dwellin Jackson went up for it, and Honer working the other way now. He passes outside over to number 15. Good spin move there from Chase Gordon, but he can't get the bucket to go down. And Boyles gets trapped in the corner. And they get a timeout, does Coach Steven Thomas, as Boyles got trapped on the double team.
Yeah, great coaching decision right there. Understanding his player was in a tough, sticky situation and calling that timeout to bring the Indians to a break.
Yeah, and as they take a break, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io. 105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Robinson inbounds this one over to Miller Lombardi. Lombardi back to Robinson. Indians got to kind of move quickly here. Avoid this 8-second violation. They, man, they were just 1 second off, taking their time for the Indians. Robinson over into Boyles. Now Boyles trying to dribble drive down low. But that ball was poked out, but Boyles says, nuh-uh. Man, bodies all over the floor. There was probably five people on the floor. And finally, coming the other way with it were the Brubaker Tech Rams. And laying it up and in was Cam Honer. Sorry, not up and in. But it will be a foul call on the Indians. And Honer will go to the line to shoot two.
And it looked like it was all ball right there from Chris Robinson, but ref says that he must have hit a bit of his hand right there. Unlucky break for the Indians right there.
Unlucky break in deep as the first free throw from Cam Honer goes down. Indians 25-20. They lead it. 1 minute and 56 seconds left to go here in half number one. Second free throw coming for the Rams and Honer. And this one off the mark, in and out. And rebound goes to Chris Robinson. And he was looking for Jeremiah Smiley, but there to touch that one was David Kabtimer. Ball went out of bounds, and Indians will inbound it again.
Yeah, and great hands right there by the Brutech Rams. But the Indians slowly working this ball up the court, hopefully looking for an open shot.
Robinson with the ball now being face guarded by Llewellyn Jackson. He kicks it out to Boyles on the wing, who gives it back to Robinson at the top of the key. Robinson driving down low, sitting on the rack again, trying to get the and one opportunity, but he won't get it to go. But Robinson to the free throw line, shooting two for the Indians.
And man, was that a tough bucket. I had like no doubt that that would even have a chance of going in, but it almost rolled in after a very, very, very anticlimactic ending to that ball rolling off of the rim.
Yeah, I kind of sat on the backside of that iron there for a second as the first free throw hits that same spot for Chris Robinson, but it won't fall through. Second free throw attempts coming your way for Chris Robinson and the Indians. Yeah, that ball on the foul attempt from Chris Robinson, man, it just sat on the rim there for probably like 2 seconds still. Just kind of a little bit of element of surprise there for the ball as Honer can't get that one to go. Rebound goes to Ballard. And these Rams are kind of flying down the court, trying to push this pace even further than the Indians already like to push it. Boyles working way down though, lays it up and in. Boyles has got five now.
Yeah, and Boyles showing the pace that he can push after the Rams get that
And they'll take a timeout. Do the Brubaker take Rams? And as they take one, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Now, here in Montgomery, waiting for the officials to whistle this one back into play. 1 minute and 8 seconds left to play. And we'll say hello to David Kabtimer, the man for the Rams inbounding it. He was right in front of our face as he did so. He'll get it in the backcourt over to Llewellyn Jackson. Jackson over to Green and stolen by Caleb Ballard as they were looking for a man down low. And Indians coming the other way now.
And a great steal right there by Ballard.
And Robinson can't get that free that layup to go. He's maybe trying to draw a foul on the play. And Caleb Ballard just trying to get the ball over to Miller Lombardi on the wing. Couldn't get it to go. Slipped through the hands of Miller Robinson. Pass was a little bit high there. And Miller Lombardi not able to come down with that one. 44.5 seconds left to play. Rams getting ready to inbound it. Indians have an 8-point lead.
Yeah, and capitalization has been a key factor for this Indians team. They can get the ball down in the paint. They can get the steals, but they just need to capitalize, sort of like how the girls had to at the end of that first half.
Boyles passes it all the way down to Chris Robinson. A deep pass from half court there, but Robinson trying to find Ballard wasn't able to. Rams come the other way now, 15 seconds and ticking down. 12 now, and lay up there for the Rams, no good. And Robinson gets it over to Voiles, who finds a wide open Caleb Ballard in that low post. 3 seconds and ticking. Rams going to have to give a full court heave and nowhere close to the rack that time. Indians with a 10-point lead at halftime. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka halftime show.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks. Deacon, Indians lead it with a 10-point lead right now, 30-20. Started off a little bit slow there, but, you know, ended up finally getting things rolling and underway. What stuck out to you in that first half?
What mainly stuck out to me was, the ball movement and getting into the paint to Caleb Ballard. Caleb Ballard has proven to, have that want and need to, be a dominant force in that paint and go up there and get those boards, go up there and get those tough, tough points against those other big defenders again on the Brutech Rams.
Yep, and happy to report that Caleb Ballard is already in double-double figures here in this one tonight. He currently has 12 points and, look at that, 12 rebounds. So perfectly split there down the middle, points and rebounds. Rebounds for Caleb Ballard. Andrew Boyles having a good night, 2-4 from beyond the arc so far. Boyles has 9 so far, but he has 3 assists and a steal to go with it. Another man having a good night who you may not hear as much is Chris Robinson, facilitating the ball very well like he always does. Already has 4 assists in this one and a couple of points to go with it.
Yes, Chris Robinson has done a great job of kicking it into the paint and making sure that his big man Caleb Ballard gets the ball, goes up with it, and is very effective with how he facilitates that ball.
Absolutely, Chris Robinson has done just a great job of being able to find guys that are open and set them up in positions for success. And that's exactly what your point guard is supposed to do, and something that Chris Robinson does very well.
Indeed, and we also see that in other people such as Jordan Hill. He did a great job when he was in the game of moving the ball around and being able to call those plays out, getting Andrew Boyles the ball, and I believe he did assist one of Andrew Boyles' threes, if I'm not mistaken. So props to Jordan Hill for also being a nice bench player for the Wetumpka Indians.
He absolutely did, and not to mention this when we're talking about Caleb Ballard's stat line, but he's got 2 steals and 2 blocks to go with his 12 points and 12 boards. So a really clean showing here from Caleb Ballard tonight. Now, if you're the Brutech Rams, how do you kind of get back into this one and weren't able to really find that rhythm offensively? Maybe how do you try to show the flaws in this Indians defense?
I believe transition worked very well for them, and that's something that the Indians need to also get better on, getting down the court, hustling back on defense, because the Rams kept beating them on open ball plays. Whenever they steal the ball, they managed to get down there quicker and get those easy layups to go for 2.
They absolutely did. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll close things out on the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Then it'll be time for third quarter action here as the Wetumpka Indians take on the Brubaker Tech Rams. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Appreciate the sponsorship of Chad, Kathy, and Beverly, and everybody over at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. That's the sound of the halftime buzzer, folks, and third quarter action is about to get underway.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Rams will get the ball here to start this one, and it's into the hands of Josiah Green. And now some good ball movement here from the Rams, trying to find an open look. Back into the hands of Honer at the top of the arc, guarded by Smiley. And a jump shot three on the money, that time from Dwellin Jackson, cutting into this Indians lead. 30-23, they lead it.
Yeah, that was a great jump shot by that Rams shooting guard, I believe, Dwellin Jackson. And as Andrew is, like, facilitating the ball right now, Jeremiah Smiley tries to go for a layup, and he gets fouled on the take.
Not able to hit it down that time. They'll actually call that one a two on the play, so not a three, actually. My mistake over there. Tough to see that side of the floor. At the free throw line now is Jeremiah Smiley. went 3-for-4 on the free throw line in that first half. And 4-for-5, make it now, is Smiley at that free throw line.
Yeah, and the Indians have been doing a great job of capitalizing at the free throw line, making use of these quote-unquote free throws.
Free throws, but hardly free. You still got to put it down and through the net. But Smiley does it again. 5 of 6 at the free throw line for Jeremiah Smiley. That's 83% for anybody counting back home. Ball into the hands now of Cat Timer and back into the hands of Honer at the top of the key. They pass it over to Green, and now dribble driving, trying to get inside was Jackson, but he'll give it back and then get it back himself. And John Hudson-Wingard will foul on the three there. Not able to hold it that time.
Yeah, and that was a great shot by Jackson right there for the Rams. Very needed shot for the Rams right there to try and chip into this Indians lead. But hopefully the Indians can remain strong as Jackson misses that free throw.
But grabs his own miss, and Coach Stephen Thomas not happy about that one. But comes sailing in for the rebound is Wittenberg, who gives it over to Robinson. Robinson trying to do it all himself. And one opportunity coming up for Chris Robinson after they get a blocking foul on the floor. That one goes on Braylon Thompson of the Blue Bay Air Tech Rams.
Yeah, and Thompson right there was trying to draw a charge, but he didn't have his feet set, and he was right in the paint, right in that little sweet spot where you can't stand. So nice bucket by Chris, great awareness, and great point after the shot.
Yep, he made and converted that and one opportunity. Now coming the other way for the Rams is Green. Green trying to drive down low, won't be able to get it to go. Ballard and Wingard kind of fighting for that rebound a little bit. Wingard comes up with it and gives it to Robinson. Coach Thomas telling his guys he wants them to speed up to get flow of this game just a little bit.
Yeah, and great defense right there, by the Indians, not allowing anything at all for these Brutech Rams.
And a three short off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Caleb Ballard. And Coach Thomas will take a timeout, a rather early timeout here, as there's just a minute and 53 seconds. And we'll keep it here, but kind of what are you kind of seeing from the Indians right now?
I'm seeing a lot of great ball movement, a lot of more hustle, more defensively sided. They're actually full court pressing right now on that man sort of defense, that man sort of look, and pressing the Rams to make bad decisions. The only main thing that stood out to me was that nice three-pointer by the Rams, Dwellin Jackson. So props to that man for hitting that three on John Hudson-Wingard and getting the and one. But the Indians have been playing, I believe, much better offense already because they've been pushing very more efficiently. And whenever they get the ball on offense, they usually turn it into points.
They absolutely do. And I believe it's an and one. Nope, it won't be. Andrew Boyles will be getting ready to inbound this one. There are five out there for the Indians right now. Are Boyles, Ballard, Robinson, Smiley, and Wingard. Boyles catches it in the corner, feeds it down low to Caleb Ballard, and a nice floater from about 4 feet. Automatic for Caleb Ballard. Indians lead up to 12 now.
Yeah, an amazing floater right there. Understanding where he was on the basket, not having to push it too hard, but not having to push it too soft either. And getting it right to go for the Indians.
And Cab Timer goes for the layup, not able to get it that time. Boyles working the other way, trying to dribble drive down low, loses the ball, but passes it from his chest, laying on the floor into the hands of Jeremiah Smiley. Good find there from Boyles, who's back with the rock now, just in front of midcourt. Going over to the wing, and he gets a screen from Wingard. Out to Ballard, outside of the arc. Don't see that too much. Smiley with an open three from the wing, but blocked by Cam Honer. And coming the other way was Honer. He lays it up and in, does it all himself. Good closeout on the shot and hustle from Andrew Boyles, but lead back down to 10 for the Indians.
Yeah, and still standing at double digits. The Indians are looking pretty good this half. But Chris does get an unlucky turnover right there. Turn the ball over for the Indians and giving the Rams back the ball. So hopefully some lockdown defense like usual for the Indians will work and get the ball back in their possession.
Yeah, Chris Robinson just kind of dribbling on that baseline, and that last dribble just kind of caught off his fingertip, shot out of bounds. Unfortunate turnover there on the Indians. They'll get the trap down in the corner, but they'll get it out over into the hands of Bryant. Now Green driving down low and can't get it to go. Actually, sorry, that was Thompson driving down low there for the rim. Actually, third time's the charm, and it was number three, Dwellin Jackson, the man who just made that three a few minutes ago. Didn't get the and one opportunity here, but he's got a chance at the free throw line now, trying to get some of those points back. Drops that one in. No problem. Hits only the net on its way down. Good shot there from Dwellin Jackson at the free throw line. The Indians lead it 37-28 with 5 minutes on the dot to go here in a quarter number three.
Yeah, the Rams recognize the Indian sweet spot from the free throw line and decided that they do it themselves. So props to the Rams drawing that foul and cutting the Indians lead down to eight.
Robinson with the rock now, kind of taking his time a little bit, kind of waiting for something to develop, trying to do it all himself. Robinson off the glass, no good that time, and a couple of hands went up for the rebound, but it finally trickles into the hands of Honer, who's working the other way. Jumper from the free throw line hits the rim and straight down. Good shot there, and Indians really starting to lose this lead a little bit. Want to see a bucket if you're an Indians fan, kind of stop this bleeding and extend that lead a little bit further.
Yeah, and I see what Coach Thomas was saying about speeding it up, trying to get a fast bucket to slow down the pace of this Brubaker Tech team and, you know, just get a nice little 2 points for themselves.
Boyles with the ball now, and he'll pass it over to Caleb Ballard on the wing, who hands it off to Robinson. Robinson at the top of the key into the hands of Lombardi, who passes it down to Boyles down low. Boyles was driving under the basket, and ball will trickle out of bounds, but I think it was last touch by a Brubaker Tech Ram. And it was. Boyles will get ready to inbound this one.
And some very good passing right there for the Indians. Found quite a few good looks. Just not good enough to, exactly shoot it or find an opening in the lane. But good try by Boyles to push it down into the paint.
And they find Caleb Ballard down low. And Ballard forces a defensive foul there. And one opportunity coming your way for Caleb Ballard.
Yeah, and great way to just use the strength and draw that foul, because they're going to start trying forcing the charges, but that one was counted as a block. So props to Ballard understanding his position underneath the basket.
Great drive there. Not able to convert on the and one opportunity. Ball trickled out of bounds there. They say it went off an Indian, and Rams will inbound this one, and they do so into the hands of Landon McGuire. McGuire calling his shots a little bit, but Rams still trying to pick up the pace of this game flow. A three from Honer rattles around and drops through. Honer's shot the ball really well to start this second half, and the Indians now with just a 5-point lead, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
Yeah, and the Indians needing to start to pick up this pace. Just stay with it, you know. No need to force anything crazy, and just keep it under control as Chris does lose the ball, and it's said to be Brutech ball going the other way.
Yeah, rough turnover there on the Indians, but it'll give some of the guys out on the floor a chance to catch their breath. Rams slowing things down just a little bit now, and Dwellin Jackson with the rock now. He's going to be guarded by Robinson.
Tightly guarded indeed.
And now over into the hands of Aguando. And Aguando from inside the three-point line, and he lays that one in. Deep shot from two. It was about a 24 or 23-foot shot, just a few feet inside of that free-throw line. And coming over and stealing it was Hunter, and taking it on the fast break. Ben Tecker says, no, sir, not today. Great job by Ben Tecker to go up and block that one. Maybe give a little bit of life and momentum to this Indians team, who feels like they need it right now.
Yeah, newly subbed into this game. I don't see Tamorion Sudafeld there right now, so Ben Tucker must be the next option for John Hudson Wingard right now. So props to Ben for stepping up and making that big defensive play.
As a three comes out of the hands of Landon McGuire, we're all square at 39 after he made that one, and things kind of start to speed up now. Boyles with the rock, double teamed in the corner, but out over to Ben Tucker, who passes it into the hands of Caleb Ballard. Ballard over to Lombardi, finds Tucker down low, and that'll get Tucker for the travel there. Not sure what that was. Did not see his pivot foot move at all there.
Yeah, very unlucky break for the Indians. He was under the basket. The ref was in my face. I couldn't really see from my angle, but maybe it was a travel. I don't really know.
Coming the other way now is McGuire. He was guarded by Lombardi there for a second. And Brubaker Tech takes
takes their first lead of the game here, and it'll force Coach Steven Thomas to take a timeout. Things are buzzing right now in this Brubaker Tech gym. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for some third quarter action and the rest of this one. 41-39, Indians trail by two.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Robinson inbounds this run, now to Voiles, and Voiles taking things a little bit slowly, finally crosses midcourt, and he does so with a charge on his face, and down low into the hands of Caleb Ballard in that low post, passes it out to Robinson in the corner. Robinson driving inside, plays it up and in, and we're all knotted once again at 41. Steal off the inbound from LT Davis, really athletic play there. Caleb Ballard loses it, but LT Davis sticks with it in the hands of Robinson. Now he's out on the far wing. Robinson starts to dribble drive inside. Good spin move there. Lays it up and in off the glass. A quick 4-0 run in about the span of 10 seconds for the Indians to get back on top.
Yeah, and we're seeing how dangerous Robinson can be in this glass. And the Indians are playing with some real aggression, some real pace, and trying to up the score on these Rams.
And they force a turnover there as Braylon Thompson was looking for one of his teammates, not able to connect that time. Ball trickle out of bounds and into the hands of the Brubaker Tech bench.
And Coach Thomas really liking this defense, playing with a new mindset, playing with want and aggression in the last half of this game.
Robinson brings the ball across half court, trying to do it all himself, and not able to get it down that time. Indians still with a two-point lead, and as the Rams were trying to speed things up, not able to come up the pass was Dwellin Jackson. It'll go off his fingertips. The ball came, the pass was a little bit high. LT Davis inbounds it into the hands of Voiles now.
Yeah, it was hard to do that high aggression, that intensity from this Indians defense.
1 minute, 10 seconds left to go in quarter number three, as a three comes out of the hands of number four, Chris Robinson. Good shot there. Indians with a five-point lead.
Yeah, that amazing shot there by Chris Robinson, pulling that thing from the three-point line. And that thing, he could have shot that from half court and it would have been good, because he had full belief in that shot.
And Hohner fires back with a three of his own, closing the gap.
And he seemed to run his mouth after that shot and got a technical foul called on him. So it'll be Andrew Boyles shooting two and the Indians getting the ball back.
And the technical foul was actually on Landon McGuire. That was not the man who shot that three. Andrew Boyles going to head to the line and shoot these free throws for the Indians.
That's pretty interesting. I didn't see what Landon McGuire did or what gesture he made or anything like that. But two free throws for the Indians. So they'll take it, I bet.
And both free throws go down for the Indians. And Indians, after the technical foul, will retain possession. They inbound it into Boyle's hands, and LT Davis with it at the top of the arc now into the hands of Robinson. Robinson starts working alongside that far wing, trying to find some room to dribble inside. Dribble drive. Good feed to Ballard in the low post. Another assist for Chris Robinson. 30 seconds left to go here in quarter number three.
Yeah, and like you were saying, yet another assist from Chris Robinson. He's surely looking for double digits as the officials say that he catches a foul after it looked like to be a clean steal on Brubaker, on the Indians against Brubaker Tech, but they're going to call it a foul on the floor.
And they'll get Chris Robinson, or for the blocking foul there is what they end up calling with it. That's Robinson's third foul of the game, so he'll probably take a seat here for a few minutes until the rest, until a little bit later in the fourth quarter. Working down low and off the glass, trying to get it in, was Braylon Thompson, not able to. Indians with a 6-point lead, 12 seconds left to go in quarter number three. Boyles with the rock now, but he gets double teamed and spin moves out of it. Over to Caleb Ballard. And Ballard trying to get a floater from about 5 feet. Can't get it to go that time. Off the glass. And no time left for the shot. Do the Rams have? And Indians will take this 6-point lead into the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be all action the rest of the way on the Collier Ford What's Up Cup Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Now, here for some fourth quarter action. Still waiting on the official to sound the buzzer, but Brubaker Tech is about to head out of their huddle.
Yeah, and in this fourth and final quarter, I bet the Indians are looking for, you know, some push for of momentum to eliminate any type of momentum that Brutech has going into this fourth quarter, and, you know, creating that sense of fear and dread to go up against this Indians team. And, you know, just, you know, a big dunk from Caleb Ballard right now would be a great factor for this Indians team to, you know, seal that sort of momentum factor to win this game.
And Boyles inbounds this one to start the quarter over to Lombardi. But I do agree with you there, Deacon. As that ball gets stolen by number three, it was Llewellyn Jackson. He lays it up and in, cutting this Indians lead to four now. And number four with the ball now in Chris Robinson. Robinson about to bring it across mid court, and he does so successfully. Trying to drive down low, slips through a double team to step back to about 15 feet from right alongside the baseline there. Nice shot from Chris Robinson to give the Indians back their 6-point lead.
Yeah, nice misdirection. Nothing but net. Made that with ease and made it look like it was practice work on these Brutech Rams.
And some good mall movement here from the Rams. And it's Thompson with it now. He'll pass it out to Hohner, who's been electric from the three-point line, not able to drill that one. And that ball gets ripped out of Chris Robinson's hand. But Braylon Thompson, the same man who ripped it out, he'll chuck it right on out of bounds. A turnover on the Rams.
Yeah, and Coach Thomas talking to the ref about an over-the-back foul that should have been called on Jeremiah Smiley, but was missed. So the Indians are lucky to have the ball right now after that unfortunate series of events for the Rams.
And Robinson has a little bit of trouble with the dribble as he's going down in the lane, and Smiley pokes that one out, but they'll get Smiley for the foul on that one.
Yeah, just a bit too hasty with the hands. I believe if he would have just stood still, took the charge, would have still been Indians' ball, but poked his hand in there, tried to slip it out. Good attempt from Jeremiah Smiley.
And with the ball now is Thompson working the other way, close to getting an 8-second violation and trapping alongside the baseline. And the Brubaker Tech Rams will take a timeout to save the 8-second violation there. Smart coaching play.
Yeah, I agree. That looks like something that Coach Thomas would do because, you know, Coach Thomas, we actually saw him do that prior in this game. And, you know, Coach Thomas right now, he's talking to his players, telling them, you know, play conservative, pass the ball around, no need to do anything dangerous, no need to even, like, force it into the paint. If the paint's open, then sure, take the layup, take the open drive, but just pass it around. Be generous with the ball and play some good defense to seal off this win against Brubaker Tech.
Yeah, Indians have looked pretty sharp in this one. 52-46, they lead it 6 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in this fourth and hopefully final quarter, but maybe, you never know, some bonus basketball coming your way. Getting ready to inbound this one are the Brubaker Tech Rams, and it's Cab Timer with it, looking for somewhere to go with it, and he will. Nope. Find it over into Braylon Thompson, and coaches wanted an over and back foul. They're not going to get it on the backcourt violation, and a three from down low on the corner comes out of the hands of Jackson. Nobody able to come up with that rebound. It'll trickle out of bounds, and Indians still have it.
And Coach Thomas calling his inbounding plays for this full court press that Brubaker has set up against them.
Boyles will bring the ball across midcourt now. He's guarded by Thompson. Down to Smiley in the corner. Smiley had to go way up for that one, but he stepped on the line as he came down with it. And a turnover on the Indians, a costly one at that.
Yes, very costly turnover, because that was a great catch by Jeremiah Smiley. Just unfortunate where he ended up after catching that ball.
Man, I said in that girls' game that Zaria Peak, or I think it was Logan Banks, had an Odell of her own. But then you want to talk about an Odell. I mean, palmed that ball straight out of the air. Did Smiley save it from going out of bounds? But too little, too late as a three off the mark for Thompson. But he'll grab his own miss and kick it out on the edge. A deep two for the Brubaker Tech Rams. And Adeguando drops it in again, man. That's the same spot that he shot from just about every single time. It's a deep two, but confident in that shot is Aguando as the Indians turn over this one. But a good job there by Andrew Boyles. Hustle play, turns it over, gives it to Smiley. Smiley lays it up and in, and one opportunity coming for Jeremiah Smiley. And the Wetumpka Indians are back on top. They lead it 54-48 with a chance to extend this lead to 7 if Smiley makes this free throw.
Yes, and an electric bucket right there by Jeremiah Smiley. Got the foul to go with it, so that and one is always a great momentum shifter after a nice little two by the Brutech Rams.
And getting ready to inbound this one, or sorry, shoot this free throw, is Jeremiah Smiley. 5 minutes and 39 seconds left to go. He misses the free throw, and grabbing the rebound was Jackson. Jackson coming the other way, directing traffic with his left hand as he dribbles with his right.
The Indians looking to play some nice defense right here, not giving up anything easy at all.
And Jackson spins around and loses the ball. Ballard's got it, finds it to Smiley. Smiley lays it up, can't get it to go that time. And rebound goes into the hands of the Rams, who are working the other way and working quickly. Chase Gordon lays it up and in. It's a four-point game now. Indians 54 and Rams 50. 5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. They'll get a foul on the floor there. Not sure who was on. Caleb Ballard working in that low post. And they'll get number one, David Cabtimer, for the foul, as Cabtimer will come out and Honer will come back in. Honer, a dangerous man, shooting from beyond the arc. He's done a really good job of that so far in this one. Got to watch that if you're the Indians.
Yeah, you surely do, especially being down by only two possessions. A three and a two could really hurt the Indians right here if they can't obtain some points off of this possession.
And they pass it to Ballard down low again. Chris Robinson finding the open man. Caleb Ballard in that low post. Good job by him to lay it up and in.
Yeah, and Chris Robinson by now has to have a double-double because he's been very electric with the assists, very, very efficient with the assists as well as the points.
And Andrew Boyles steals that one and can't get the layup to go. Maybe a little frustrated about that one. And a dunk comes out of the hands of Chase Gordon. Here's Brubaker Tech. Student section and parents are fired up about that one. Smiley gives it over to Robinson and Boyles down in the corner for three. Off the mark that time. Indians lead it 56-52. 4 minutes to go in this one. And trying to go a little bit too quickly were the Rams. And Landon McGuire was looking for somebody in that low corner, but not a man to be found. He'll pass it right out of bounds. And a turnover on the Rams.
And, man, that Bulls three was in and out. You said, because that looked like it was going to be a pretty one. But just an unlucky break for the Indians right there. Hopefully, if they get that another chance like that, Bulls will be able to capitalize and not get that unlucky bounce.
And that's not one you see Boyles miss too many times. I mean, he was completely naked in that low corner. Nobody around him. And, man, it looked good all the way through, right around the rim.
Miller Lombardi from that same spot. Nothing but net that time. They've got it. Indians with a seven-point lead. Halfway done with this fourth quarter.
Yeah, now a three-possession lead for the Indians, extending this lead some more. And a great three from Miller Lombardi.
And a steal on the other end of the floor. Smiley was trying to lay it up and in for the Indians. Couldn't get it to go. Lombardi playing some tight defense. Deep two again from Adegwando. Lays it up and in. No problem there for Adegwando. Same spot he's been able to shoot from all night.
Yeah, he has been, like, amazing from that spot. They're actually going to call that one a three, I believe. And they're going to call a foul as well.
So, Indians with a four-point lead. 3 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in this one. 59-55, Indians on top. There's a foul coming the other way, and they inbound this one into the hands of Boyles. And falling down was a Brubaker sack ram, but Boyles will pass it over to Robinson before it matters. And Ballard had that shot blocked, and Lombardi tries to lay it up, and no good that time. And coming the other way are the Rams, 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this one.
And Miller's going to want that layup back because that looked very easy for him to make. And they're going to call a foul on Caleb Ballard on the man that went up for the layup after Caleb had his hand straight up. Did not look like a foul to me.
That's Chase Gordon heading to the line now for the Rams. Chance to cut into this Indians lead even further. 59-55. Indians on top. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left to play in this one.
And he hits the first free throw, making this a one-possession game for the Rams now. Very dangerous territory for the Indians.
And second free throw coming for Gordon. Chance to cut into this Indians lead even further. Rattles around and drives through. A two-point game now, and certainly one possession. Still fourth court pressing are the Brubaker Tech Rams. 3 minutes on the clock, and Chris Robinson trying to find somewhere to go. And Robinson decides he'll do it all himself. A jumper from beyond the free throw line, not able to go. And they'll get Caleb Ballard for a push-off foul there, going up for the rebound, not able to get it.
And Caleb's brother telling him that he's in foul trouble. One, two, I believe he has four fouls right now, and he's just got to watch his hands as he blocks that shot. Clean as day.
Dwellin Jackson was the man driving up for it as John Hudson-Wingard would come into the game, I would assume, yes, in place of Caleb Ballard. And Ballard going to take a quick rest on this one, but I'm sure we'll see him out for the last few minutes of this contest. Indians lead at 59-57, and Brubaker Tech getting ready to inbound this one from underneath their own basket. And they do so, and it goes into the hands of Gordon. Gordon over to Hohner, and a good hustle play from LT Davis. Pokes it out of bounds, but it'll last touch by Davis. And Rams will inbound it again.
Yeah, LT Davis really hasn't been mentioned that much, but that's mainly because his defender, or his offense, the player he's been guarding has not been getting the ball at all because he's been doing such a great job on defense.
A miss on the other end of the floor. Robinson driving the other way, extends this Indian lead to 61-57. Indians on top. 2 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in this one. Cap timer with the rock now, guarded by Boyles on that far side wing. Cap timer starting to drive, looking for a man in that low post. Rejected by Miller Lombardi, and it was Josiah Green on the low post, trying to find some room, but not able to. Robinson coming the other way now. Get a screen from Wingard, and great shot there from Chris Robinson, taking it to the rack, and he'll have an and-one opportunity and a chance to extend this Indians lead further.
Yeah, great attempt by Chris Robinson for draining the bucket and getting that foul to go as well. Giving the Indians some rest and just allowing them to compose themselves and just take a breath and say, hey, we're up right now. We got a comfy lead. We're up by six, you know. Hopefully we can just pull it off.
As the and-one opportunity won't fall through for Robinson, Rams on the other end of the floor now. With the ball now is McGuire. Finds and feeds it down low into the hands of Gordon, and Indians lead back to four. Now a minute and 40 seconds left in quarter number four. As Caleb Ballard checks into the scorer's table, sits in front of the scorer's table. He'll check into this game whenever he can. And Robinson looking for somewhere to go with it. And a full timeout called by Coach Stephen Thomas. I think Robinson had it for a little bit too long. A minute and 20 seconds left to play. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Back now, and Indians inbound this one immediately to Andrew Boyles. He'll get it on the right side of half court into the hands of Caleb Ballard, and a three was blocked by Miller Lombardi, and coming the other way now are the Brubaker Tech Rams, and a jelly layup from Cam Homer, and a minute and 4 seconds left to play. Indians lead it by two. We're going to keep it here as this one's starting to get intense. Your five out there for the Indians were Ballard, Boyles, Lombardi, Robinson, and LT Davis, but if you're the Indians, how do you play the last minute and 4 seconds in this one, Deacon?
If I'm the Indians, I'm personally passing the ball around. I'm trying to just get my open looks, not give them the ball back. Since there's no shot clock, there's no need to force anything, so there shouldn't be a need to even like shoot the ball. If they're not pressing you, then just hold it. Just do whatever you got to. Force, make them foul you and make them make the bad decisions.
Yeah, well, it's been kind of all Brubaker Tech. Indians had a 10-point lead at halftime as the Rams timeout is coming to a close, but they've really kind of made a strong charge to push back into this one, and the Indians need to find some points of their own, extend this lead on this possession.
They do indeed, and some very slow points. I'm saying like 30 seconds off the play clock and just working to not give BruTech any time.
And Robinson inbounds this one over to LT Davis. Indians got to kind of move a little bit quickly. LT Davis cutting through traffic, and the Indians have numbers on this end of the floor. Slowing it down a little bit, Andrew Boyles over to Robinson at the top of the key. Down to Smiley on the wing, 50 seconds, and taking away. Indians with a 2-point lead, 63-61.
Wow, and they're going to call it travel on Andrew Boyles. Looks like he didn't travel at all. He was right in front of us. We couldn't see his pivot foot move at all. It looks like he put the ball down and started moving. That's an absurd call by the officials.
Boyles is asking how. He's completely dumbfounded, and so is Coach Stephen Thomas. Officials not giving him any explanation whatsoever. They'll inbound this one, 41 seconds and counting, 63-61. 36 seconds left in regulation with the ball now is Dwellin Jackson. He'll give it over to Homer. Homer steps into a three off the mark and going up for a few Indians. And Caleb Ballard finally comes up with it. And wow, a lot of bodies were hitting the floor. Homer goes for the ball after that rebound was passed over to Andrew Boyles. And they'll get a foul call on that one. And I believe it's LT Davis heading to the line for the chance to extend this lead.
Yeah, now the Indians are in double bonus. So now they're going to be shooting some free throws, and some confusion on the court.
They want a towel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the three bodies hit over there. They're going to need to clean up the sweat stain there. 24.3 seconds. LT Davis waiting for this sweat stain to get cleaned up, and he'll shoot two at the line. Indians with a 2-point lead. You'd really love to make both of these, wouldn't you?
Indeed. If these would be a big miss for the Indians here if he doesn't hit them. And if he hits one, that eliminates the Indians from getting, you know, killed by a 3-point shot immediately, you know. But hopefully he makes both and puts the Indians into a comfy lead of four.
First free throw coming for LT Davis. his biggest free throws as a member of this Indians team. He cannot get that first one to go. Indians come over, give him some encouragement, but you need this one to go if you're the Indians. 61-63 and 24.3 seconds on the clock. LT Davis, two dribbles, and that one too strong. Offensive board from Jeremiah Smiley, and it's back into the hands of LT Davis. He loses the ball now, and coming the other way is Dwellin Jackson. He's 16 seconds on the clock. He calls a timeout, and 14.1 remain. Last possession and last shot here coming for the Brubaker Tech Rams, unless you can see a good defensive play here for the Indians.
Yeah, and Jeremiah Smiley going up to get that board was amazing. That was much needed for the Indians here in this clutch time scenario, burning off those precious seconds that Bru Tech needed. But Bru Tech with the ball now, smart play by the, I forgot who called it, but whoever called that timeout for Bru Tech, smart play by him, knowing where he was on the court, calling that timeout so Bru Tech could set up a play to win this game for them.
It was Dwellin Jackson, the man who called that timeout for the Rams, and a lot of time left in this one. 14.1 seconds, not too terribly much time, but you definitely got enough time to draw up a play and maybe get a good shot off if that play works out in your favor. Rams will break the huddle now. Indians were already on the court waiting for them. And getting ready to inbound this one is Landon McGuire. He'll be guarded by Jeremiah Smiley. I need to be able to see. They inbound it into the hands of Jackson. Now Jackson trying to find somewhere to go with it. And a three from Honer. And off the mark that time. Fighting for the rebound was Chase Gordon. He got it, but he fell out of bounds, and they give him the timeout as he fell out of bounds. 2.1 seconds on the clock.
Wow, that was a very lucky timeout by the Bru Tech coach right there. And 2.1 seconds. This is a catch-and-shoot scenario for Bru Tech. So if I'm the Indians, I'm guarding this inbound as hard as I can, not allowing any three ball shots.
Yeah, Indians will have to stop the Rams from getting a shot off. 63-61, the Indians lead it, and 2.1 seconds on the clock in this one. That was the second-to-last timeout for the Rams. They've got one more left in this one. Coach Morton and Coach Thomas telling their team what to do in this one. And, man, this is going to be an intense couple of seconds here as we get this one ready to go underway. Indians coming back onto the floor now. Your five out there are LT Davis, Andrew Voiles, Jeremiah Smiley, Caleb Ballard, and Chris Robinson.
And I imagine Coach Thomas is saying, no matter what, do not foul. Do not give them a chance for free points.
Caleb Ballard is going to guard the inbounder, and they're going to draw up a play. Inbounding this one again is Landon McGuire. And time ticking away. McGuire looks for somebody, but it's blocked by Ballard and shuts it down low. Not able to go anywhere. The Indians survive a nail biter, 63-61. Indians get the win and move back onto the better side of 500. 3-2, your Indians record, and they will be happy to get out of Montgomery with this win.
Yeah, an amazing defensive play by Caleb Ballard, clutching up, getting that steal in the end, and getting the Indians this amazing win to seal this victory, 63-61, like you said.
Yeah, it was a great game here in Montgomery. Indians happy to be able to get this one done. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty post-game show. We'll be right back on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus Realty post-game show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks. Indians survive an absolute nail-biter here, 63-61, but they'll be happy to get out of here with the win.
Yeah, and an amazing defensive stop by Caleb Ballard off that inbound pass that could have possibly sealed the game for the Indians and Brutech. But the defensive efficiency of the Wetumpka Indians was absurd this game because they played very well on defense and allowing a few more points than they would have wanted to allow in the third quarter. They clutched up in the fourth and brought it back home for the Indians to win this one 63-61.
And your Precision Floor Care player of the game tonight is going to be none other than Chris Robinson. Robinson had a fantastic night, ending the night with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. A triple-double for Chris Robinson, the first member of the Indians this season to get a triple-double, and deservedly so, in a great game from Chris Robinson.
Yeah, an amazing game. He thrived from that midcourt line and did an amazing job at securing the ball off those rebounds and passing it out to his outlets, not being too selfish with the ball, and allowing others such as Caleb Ballard to get their chances to use the ball productively and get it inside of the paint for some easy points for the Indians.
Yeah, and that'll bring us to a close here tonight. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll be off next week during Thanksgiving as the team travels to Pelham this weekend to play in the Pelham Thanksgiving tournament. We'll be back on the air Tuesday, December 2nd for some more Indians basketball. But for now, thanks for listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. For the final time, I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks. Have a blessed night.